Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC each and every Saturday morning from 10 till 11 a.m. Now let's bring in one of our favorite announcers, longtime announcer from all the dirt tracks in Minnesota, it seems like at some point in time, Ron Krogh is joining us. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
How you doing? I hope I got good cell service up here now.
Well, we can hear you pretty good. We'll stick with that. So you had the opener up at Fergus last night, didn't you?
Yeah, yes, they did. They had their opener at a nice, beautiful. I'll tell you what, for weather, I don't think I've had an opener on time in the last 5 or 6 years, and it was in the low 70s. Just a beautiful evening. Probably one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen there. Actually, it was almost like a 4th of July crowd. But it's early. It's a good time for racetracks to connect with their fans, and if everything works good early, you can get them before all that other summer stuff starts. You know how that goes, Jason.
Well, I saw some pictures from last night, and the picture that really caught my eye was a big billboard that says, "The voice of I-94 Speedway, Fergus Falls, Ron Krogh," and they had that attached to the outhouse?
I think it was at the porta potty down there. Boy, I'll be careful you put that stuff on there. I got some enemies out there. I don't know. Robin apparently done some things. I think there's different people at the racetrack around there that they put names on stuff. I guess, like I said, I better hope I don't get fired. Otherwise, I guess my sign's not much good, is it?
Well, that's the first, though. I bet for all the racetracks and all the racing you've done, you've never had a sign up with that before, have you?
No, I've had some pretty nasty notes I can't tell you about on the air, but that's the first time anything that's ever been done.
Okay, now go through the schedule with us. Are you doing Wilmer this year on Thursday nights?
Yes, we start Wilmer. I tell you what, Jason, I think we kicked that off right around, let me see, it looks like the 21st of May is the opener there. Then, of course, Fridays, we're off and running at I-94 now on just the regular Friday nights. Tonight we start the 50th. A year for Viking, 50th opener down there tonight at Viking in Alexandria. And then, of course, on Sunday night, we start Buffalo River again. They're the same thing. That they'd be close to 60 years going up there at that little track.
Well, Dean is announcing Princeton now, and they are an IMCA track. And I believe that Glendon, they're an IMCA track as well.
Yeah, so we'll be working a lot with those guys and North Central Speedway now. So some of the guys that you'll see some. I think Dean wants to get going. I don't know if they're all ready to go yet. But like I said, in Buffalo River, it's going to be a nice setup for those guys, for the IMCA guys, because they can run Thursday nights. They got Norman County and Ada. Friday nights, of course, they can see Dean and the guys down at Princeton, which is a heck of a racetrack down here. And I told the guys up north that you got to get down and check that place out. Saturday nights, they can go on North Central, I believe, and then Sunday nights, come home and see us at Buffalo River.
Yeah, and I know we had a lot of cars that came from Arlington as well, too. So, and those guys were looking for places to race, too, so they want to go for the points, too. So that gives them a couple of extra options as well on Sundays.
Yeah, boy, that's going to be a nice mix for them there. So, and like I said, it's going to be a crazy year. I think those guys, been in business a long time, and that, I think nice to hear Dean getting down there, you guys helping out. And you guys done such a great job with your radio shows and your racing knowledge. I think that's going to be a big plus for those guys. So, like I said, I know you guys will have that thing hopping. Dean will do a super job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Jesus,
yeah.
It's been a while, and I was just saying, I've never announced a dirt track race in my life. I've been around racing for 20 years, but I wasn't an announcer when I started out with the dirt track. So that was my first ever dirt track race that I announced last night. So that was kind of a scary kind of moment in a way.
Oh, yeah, but you're a natural. I think you've been around the sport so long. The thing I like about you guys are, like I said, both you two, you've been so diverse, so you can add a picture of all kinds of racing. I know I've listened to you guys interview NASCAR guys, ARCA guys, ASA racers, the drag racers, you name it. You guys have been around. And, of course, I think that all helps. And, between you and me, Jason, you know as well as I do that the secret to being in this sport here is to love the sport. And if you love and know the sport, you'll be okay at it. I think that's the secret that you guys have had, and I've been fortunate enough to hang with it for a few years, too.
Now, we just talked about all the different kinds of auto racing we've done and all that kind of fun stuff like that. But there are a few things that I've never announced, and I'm kind of curious to see if you've ever announced anything like boat racing or anything like that.
Boy, I think the craziest thing I got into a few years ago, I did barrel racing up at the Red Horse Ranch and steam roping. Now, you talk about a duck out of the water. It was really a lot of fun. I mean, the young gals, they had team penning and stuff, so they'd get like about 30 cows out there in the deal. these guys run all these ropes, and they'd roll them and pull them back in. And then the barrel racing is kind of like racing. It's dirt flying, and these gals would get on these horses, and they'd ride them. That was probably the most out-of-whack things I've done. I've done some motocross, you know, which is crazy because you got 400 kids out there. You're about going up for the other that. And then, of course, I do, in the wintertime, I do some isomo racing there because I've done some of that also. So, yeah, it's amazing what you get into sometimes. I think I even did a slot car deal at a bar one time. I don't know how I got roped into that ordeal.
Yeah, Dean and I, we've done a couple of those, too, with the Boy Scouts.
Yep, Pinewood Derbies, yeah. And I know we did snowmobile races. The first time Jason and I ever worked together on an announcing deal was the snowmobile race. So.
Yeah, in Sauk Center, right on the lake.
That had to have been quite a pair with you two out there. That was a lot of fun. And that's tough, and I think you and I can all relate to that. It's a little different because, you know, in a race car, you got that big number, you kind of got something to identify with. Them snowmobiles, they can go around that track at 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. And you got a little bib factor. You can't always tell who's who and what's what. Boy, and it gets crazy.
Well, the first time that Dean and I announced together was a snowmobile race, and they had us in this little tiny box. It was the auctioneer's box is what it was, and it was very, very cold out there, and they had a little tiny sunflower heater for us, and which was fine, but the windows were all fogged up all the way around. You couldn't see a thing in there, so we had to, could you get us a fan or something? So we had just a big enough area for us to look out of what was going on outside, and like you said, with all the snow dust flying up in the air and the numbers about 3 inches tall on these snowmobiles, we had no idea what we were doing.
It sounded good, though.
And so we think we saw. And so I learned something that night that I've never forgotten the rest of my life was you don't thank the ambulance crew. Because what I did, I was just looking for something to say, and so I'm thanking anyone I could think of. And I was like, oh, the Ringdahl Ambulance is here. Want to thank those guys, Ringdahl Ambulance. They do a great job. You know, appreciate them here. And all of a sudden, about 5 minutes later, someone runs up to me. You needed an ambulance! What? Someone called for an ambulance! What's going on? And I go, no, I was just thanking you guys. And like, no thanks is needed.
So rule number one in announcing, never thank the ambulance because no. Somebody may not that we don't appreciate God. Them. It's just that somebody gets it kind of construed the wrong way. And Jason and I still laugh about that one. Oh man, that was a great thing.
Have you had some snafus like that before, Ron?
Yeah, you know, matter of fact, the first race I ever did, guys, I was 14 years old. It was up at Underwood, Minnesota. My dad was helping, you know, my dad built the racetrack at Ferguson. He was promoting a snowmobile race. And they had a guy there that was going to do the announcing, but dad and the guys made a mistake. They went down to the local pub at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And I can't remember the guy's name. He was really good. He was a real character, but he liked his barley pop. He got a little bit too much beer in him, and he passed out in the booth. So we get to the races, and we said, we got to have somebody announce. So my dad said, my kid talks a lot. He said, I'll put him over here. So here I am, squeaky kid, you know, 4 feet. I get out there, and I'm trying to announce the solo race. Probably only 20 guys out there. I'll never forget that. I was so excited and scared. I was just shaking. But that was actually the first time I'd ever done anything like it. And I thought, it's kind of fun.
Oh, that's funny. You know how I got my first job announcing was actually you were part of it, Ron, because you were the announcer up at Viking Speedway, and for whatever reason, you quit announcing there. And I don't know if it was a dispute or whatever, you had a conflict, whatever it was. And so I knew the promoter through the radio show. I was doing the radio show for the Sauk Center track. And I told him, I said, I can announce if you need me to. I was 19 years old. And he said, no, I got it set up. I got the Wilmer guy. He's going to come up and announce. So he did. And he mispronounced almost everybody's name. I mean, very guys who have been there for 20 years and are mispronouncing everyone's name. So after the races were over with, the promoter goes to me and says, do you know how to pronounce everyone's name? And I said, yes. He said, you got the job next week. So I announced the last 6 weeks of that season that year. So, and then you came back and I lost my job.
Oh, God. I said, yeah, I feel, you know that. I remember that year. I guess a little bit too. I just didn't see eye to eye on some things. I went back up to Fergus, my old home track, and finished off the year up there. And I was actually racing at Fergus, announcing at Alec, and it just didn't work out. And you know, so I ended up finishing it out there. And I don't know. I guess whatever happened, but Yeah, it's one of those things. Things aren't always a bed of roses, are they out there? And, you know, I get a kick out of you talking about names. But, Dean, I know you could probably relate to this just like I can. It's the same thing with you, Jason. You know, you go into a strange place. I feel that in Ogilvy last Saturday night, but their guy had went down. Well, fortunately, you know, for our racing in this area, like you guys, we see a lot of these guys on a weekly basis, you know. But I tell you what, they had some races there I hadn't seen before, and I was pretty nervous that, you know, we're going to bush them. Luckily, the scoring gal that was with me that was really sharp and helped me out with quite a bit of that. But, you know, you can get in a little trouble if you mispronounce somebody's name. Well, I said, my last name was Krog, of course, K-R-O-G. Well, when my kids played ball on it, football and wine mirror Lidgewood out here and stuff, it was Krog. And I finally got to, but we just gave up on it. Well, we'll just be Krogs for the rest of the year, you know.
Jeez. Ron Krog is with us here on Speed Talk on 1360 here on KRWC. So you moonlighted and went to Ogilvy. What'd you think of that track?
Oh, that is a neat place down there. I tell you what, you know, they got a big, the stands are really nice. They got a lot of VIP suites there, like for $99. Track similar, I would say a lot like a Princeton track, you know, or maybe even a Wilmer Madison in that area. Just a bullet fast, quick track. And like I said, the facilities is kind of out there in the woods. It kind of caught me off guard, but, overall the facility was real nice. And they had a great turnout. They had like 92 cars for opening. Of course, you know, this time of the year, you know, some cars aren't ready, but there's not a lot of tracks running. And I think, like at Fergus last night, we had 117, but, you know, I think the car council level, but going back to Ogilvy, a very, very nice facility. Good people.
I just like this year that this is a year we can actually, you know, they always see that on the schedule. We start at this day or whatever, and we usually rain out like two out of the first 3 weeks or whatever. And so far this year, knock on wood, everything is going great. The weather's been warm. It's been nice, especially on the weekends here. I just hope that it continues this way all season long because we haven't had one of these years in a long time, have we?
Boy, we're due, aren't we? You know, last year, guys, and I'm sure you guys are on the same thing, but I had my first 31 races, I had 16 rainouts, so I only put in 15. Boy, it was frustrating, you know, and the track, some of them didn't get going at all into June, remember? It was just crazy. What a nice start, and it looks like maybe the good Lord is going to give us a great season.
So how do you think things are going to go so far? Do you think car counts are going to be up a little bit? What I've heard from people is the gas prices going down has really helped a lot.
I agree with you guys there. I think you're going to pick up some new racers here and there. I don't think any of the tracks are going to be hurt too bad. I think the car numbers are, you know, I always tell a racetrack, you know, like Wilmer, we get 65, 70, 75 cars on Thursday night. And I said, you know, if we get good quality cars, that's a real nice show. You don't necessarily have to have 120, 30 cars every night. But I think you're right, guys. You know, boy, it's sure nice to pull up to the gas pump in my old pickup. You know, and if I get $40 a tank full, I'm happy. It used to be 65 and 70.
One of the other really encouraging things to see, especially when you're around the pit area, is to see the number of young drivers out there. Those are the future drivers of the sport, and to seeing a lot of them in the entry-level classes, that is really encouraging. I'm seeing a lot more younger drivers, and it seems like they're getting really young, but a lot of young men and women getting involved in racing, and that is a great sign for racing in its future.
Well, I agree with you. And I think, guys, that go-kart racing has really gotten things going, hasn't it? It's gotten them up there. And you know, so you're getting to see kids come out. You know, we had last night, we had Mackenzie Gertis, you know, a young gal, only in her, I think it's her third season, actually only second full one, but, you know, she comes out of Ballard. Her brother Brady's that good modified driver. You know, she comes in a 31-car Midwest Monfield, and she qualifies for the A-Main and finishes ninth. And I say, what, boy, it was no fluke. I mean, and, you know, she had some good guys behind her. I mean, you know, veterans that, you know, Jason Hoffman, some of these guys are really good. They tried to run her down, they couldn't catch her, and you know, it was a great show by her.
It is, and another thing is, I know we got to wrap this up, but I think the four-cylinder divisions, these front-wheel drive four-cylinder classes are really growing too. I know they don't have that at Viking Speedway, but some of the other smaller tracks, looks like that division is really growing and really taking off.
Isn't that nuts? We had 19 short trackers at first. They had, I think, 14 over there at Ogilvy the other night. And I tell you what, like I said, I think that area, you know, Dean, where you're at down there, I think that Princeton area has really got some great talent. And they're coming out there like Ashley Bell and Justin Schlitzy and some of these guys. And you got a bunch of them over in that area that have moved up into other classes. But it's a lot of good racers down that way.
Yep, that's for sure. Schlitzky won last night at Granite City, too. So, well, we're going to have to wrap it up, Ron, but we're going to keep in touch with you throughout the season. And it's been fun talking with you.
Oh, I always enjoy talking to you guys. Can I keep up the good work on that 1360? Just like I said, You guys do such a great job with this thing. It's sure nice, and you're a big, big asset to our racing. So, hey, have fun. I'll catch you guys down the line. I'll stop in and say hi one day, okay?
That sounds good. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep, all right.
Ron Krogh, legendary announcer here in Speed Talk on 1360.
What a busy guy. I mean, he's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Jeez, we thought we were busy with racing.
What does he do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Sleep. He is retired, though, I believe,
yes,
right?
Yeah, he did this recently. He worked at Golden Ring Trucking for tons of years during the day and would announce at night, and he finally just retired. Just this last couple of years.
Wow, incredible. Great guy, and he's still got the love for the sport, I'll tell you that. He's going to keep going.
Sponsors on Speed Talk on 1360, Norm's Wayside, Elko Speedway, Performance Driving School at BIR, Highway 55 Trailer Sales, Lou Fager's Racing Equipment, Stockholm Karting Center, and Radioactive Mobile Electronics. Thanks for helping us do this show, Speed Talk on 1360. We'll talk more local racing after this short break.